elevate.
So we're just back with our first podcast again for 2019. It was a busy end of 2018. Everybody's getting over Christmas and trying to get back in the swing of things for January. A lot of New Year's resolutions, a lot of stuff that'll be happening, a lot of stuff that'll be not happening by the end of January, and the whole usual shit that happens within the fitness industry. We're going to talk today a wee bit about that on how you can actually maybe try and achieve the things that you actually do want to achieve this year.
So basically all on New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, and why they don't work.
So I would like to welcome Foxy back to the podcast because he cleared off to Australia.
Thank you very much.
And
I was in need of a tan.
You didn't get it, man?
No. I was sitting in a bar.
Right.
You don't really get the tans in the bar. Oh, that's right, I don't drink. That's fucking professional.
Of course you
don't.
So you enjoyed Australia then,
brilliant,
man?
Brilliant, it was unbelievable. Really good family break. We spent 3 weeks in Australia with family, relatives, friends. Brilliant. And then we spent 4 days in Bali. Back to Australia for a while again and then come back home. But no, brilliant. Really, really
so
good.
If anyone wants to donate to Foxy's fund for next year for his holidays, because he's clearly skint.
Start now because I'm looking to do 4 weeks in Bali next year and 4 weeks in Australia.
The critter, we're going to set up a GoFundMe page online here.
GoFund for Foxy's holidays.
Foxy's holidays sounds like a fucking travel agency. That's good. We could start that up. New business venture.
I write that
Sack
down.
Elevate. Notes. Start up Foxy's holidays. Right, anyway, so we're going to talk about New Year's resolutions and kind of the things that we see, probably the trends that we see happening whenever people want to start something new coming into 2019, and maybe what's the drawbacks and maybe what's the kind of obstacles that they face whenever they do start things.
Yeah, I suppose a lot of times I think people are getting a wee bit more realistic with it now as well too. You can even see it in social media, people sharing that it's not about your New Year's resolutions. People are becoming a wee bit more tuned in with what they actually do need to do.
Aye.
They actually achieve the things that they want to achieve. Aye. And like even over the last couple of days, I've been sharing a lot of stuff on my Insta stories and getting a lot of feedback, and people seem to be struggling with commitment and consistency, the old thing again with nutrition and willpower and things like that. And for me, what I was trying to get through to people and even their members, it's not necessarily about motivation, because we all know that motivation dwindles. Like you look inside the gym now in January and it's full of motivated people.
Of course it is.
But
it's amazing. But it is good.
Yeah, it's good. But why does it never last?
No.
Why does it always come to February and it stops?
Even why do people fucking wait for a full year to set goals?
Like, exactly.
The only time it's acceptable to try and work on yourself or set a goal is fucking January.
Yeah.
And that sucks, because I love the motivation. Motivation's amazing. The gym's buzzing. Everyone's buzzing. It's fine to work on yourself. It's good to work on yourself. And it's popular to work on yourself. But it only happens once a year, and
exactly.
It's a fucking nightmare. And I see even people writing up, you know, new me or new year, new me. Fuck that shit. I'm just going to be the same old dickhead that I was.
And that's
sucks.
Stupid.
That's fucking crap.
And that's okay if you want to be the same old dickhead year in, year out.
Aye, but if
fantastic.
You think you're a dickhead,
be that dickhead.
Stop being a dickhead. If you think you're a dickhead,
maybe
you're
you
thinking
like being
negatively.
A dickhead. There's people that like being dickheads.
Like, I think I'm amazing.
Exactly. And if you think I'm happy days.
Power of positivity, sir.
Yes,
the power
exactly.
Of positivity.
But the thing is why do they always fail? Why does the New Year's resolutions never see it into February? And again, it's people have unrealistic expectations of what they actually can do.
Right.
And not only that, they don't set goals that's actually meaningful. No, they think that they look at a magazine or they look at something on Facebook and they think that looks good. Maybe I'll try and do that. Or the goals that they set just aren't actually in tune with what they actually need or what they actually want. And a lot of the times that them goals don't have the meaning that actually drives the change that you need to be able to do the things that you need to do, get the goals that you want.
Of course.
And then they just fade. And not only that, a big thing is as well too, they don't get the help that they need.
Yeah.
They don't get the information that they need, and they're kind of left wandering around when they join big gyms and they think they go on and do it themselves, and they don't have the education to be able to go about changing the things that they need to change. They don't get the help from the people that they should be getting help from.
No.
And then they think it's too hard. And then again, they fail.
I know what you mean. See, the unrealistic goals, I get that. You know, you set your expectations maybe too high. And but I like aiming high, right? I like aiming high because that old adage that, you know, if you aim high, you're going to try big. You know, think big, you're going to try big. And if you don't end up, you know, amongst the stars, at least you'll land the moon, that kind of shit.
Yeah, of course.
And I do believe in setting them high, but you're right, what you're saying is it's not actually what they want.
Yep.
You know, what they're looking for isn't maybe a six-pack or, you know, a set of abs. It's more a feeling of confidence and self-esteem up, and they're happy because, you know, they're respected by their peers or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's not the fucking abs they really want.
And that's the thing. It's by all means, set your goals high, of course.
Yeah.
But they have to mean something.
No, that's it.
No, if they don't mean anything D, then you're never going to actually go about actually changing it.
Because it's fucking hard to change.
Obviously. Like, it was a video that I shared on Facebook today, and it was something simple, which is about desire. No, you have to have like a burning desire in order for you to have that commitment. When you have that commitment, it drives action. When it drives action, you get the results. If you don't have that burning desire, that thing that actually gets you out of your bed no matter what, when you don't have the motivation, when you're not thinking about consistency, something that drives the change that you need to be able to go about getting the things that you want. If you don't have that, then a lot of times this is what happens. You just kind of fall by the wayside again. Mm. You fail, and you're going around in circles. You're stuck in that loop, basically.
Yeah. And it is something that needs to be consistent. Like, change has to be something that you completely change in terms of your systems that you're using now. It's like the book Atomic Habits there by James Clear. He was saying, even when you reach your goal, like, your goal might be to tidy your room, you're messy, your room's mess, you tidy it, and what happens is you go back to your old habits of being messy, and then your fucking room's messy again.
Yeah.
So maybe, you know, it's, you can fucking set goals, but be realistic, it's you that needs to change, not just fucking for the short term, but, you know, long term systems need to be set in place in order for you to keep the changes as well.
It's like that quote by Jim Rohn, in order for things to change, you need to change. Now, you can't expect change to come about if you're not willing to look at yourself and why you keep repeating the same patterns, why you keep doing the same habits that are actually fucking pulling you back instead of pushing you forward.
Yeah.
And if you're not looking at yourself in that way, then you're never actually going to change.
No.
You're going to fall back the same way again. Like, so sometimes you do have to dig a wee bit deeper.
Of course.
You have to actually maybe look at why it's going on. Maybe it's on way back further that's driving the patterns and the bad habits you have to keep you doing the same things over and over again and getting you fucking nowhere.
And I would say, like, back to the fucking unrealistic goals and realistic goals, you know, if your goal is to be a millionaire, it's not going to be something that's obviously going to be achieved overnight. It's going to be maybe saving fucking £100 a week, and eventually you'll be a millionaire, whatever that way. And so when there are setting goals, people have to be kind of setting time frames as well and when they're fucking actually going to get there, and the small changes that need to be done every day to actually get to become a millionaire, or to get to become a healthy person. And, you know, if that is your goal, the health, and obviously this is a health and fitness podcast, so if the goal is to become healthier and fitter, you need to think like a fucking healthy and fit person.
Yeah.
Like, you need to be literally thinking, what would a healthy person do in this scenario? Would I eat, or would she fucking walk to work, or would she eat this if she was given the option? And that's a whole mindset change. That's not just fucking you writing or reading from a sheet of paper what you need to do that day. It is a whole shift in your personality. It's a whole shift in the way you talk to yourself. Yeah. And it's a whole shift in your own mindset.
Exactly. And it's like going back to the video I shared, and what I said was about desire.
Yeah.
Like, if I put a gun to your head and told you to run 15K, you would fucking do it.
Right, you would.
You wouldn't think twice. Why? Because the consequences of not doing it are fucking massive.
Yeah, exactly.
So if the consequences of you not achieving your goal or whatever it is you're setting out to do are massive, then it's going to drive you further. But if they're not, that means that your goals aren't strong enough. They're not really meaningful enough for
you. So if you're setting a goal just because it is New Year's Day, just because everyone else is setting goals, and there is no point. You really need to do it yourself, and you really need to think for yourself. You're right, it's a necessity. It's going to be done. Yep. But what happens is, it's a necessity at week one. Week three, not so much, whenever everybody's getting pissed and you want to go out and get a drink, or, you know, obstacles and real life situations start coming back and they play. And that's when you really have to step back and maybe remind yourself the pains that you felt in week one.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And that's a fucking big thing, because motivation does wane.
Of course.
100% all the way through this. And it's tough, because the situation's tough all the time. Sometimes you need to de-stress, and sometimes, and you need to perceive that you're going to fall, that it's going to happen.
Yeah. It's not all going to be plain sailing.
No one's perfect, and we are all humans. We're going to fall by the wayside. And I think when people anticipate a change in a program, that they never see that fall.
Yeah.
And when it happens, they're fucked and they're out, and they just don't want anymore to do it. And it's just a chalk down another fucking failure on their record. and then they feel like shit because they can never think like a healthy person.
Yeah, they put themselves up again, and then it's like, right, fuck it, they just wouldn't be bothered. I keep failing, and again,
that's
like
a hateful buzz to have
for sure.
Hateful buzz.
But again, the thing is, and you can just go back, and it sounds as if I'm repeating it again, but if that goal is strong enough,
aye,
no matter how much you fail, you're going to get back on the ladder and try and get there again. Like, no, if it's a necessity that you actually do need to fucking do this, you're going to do it no matter what.
But you see the self-talk thing coming into play whenever people are, when they do fall off, they just tell
it's
themselves,
negative self-talk.
I can't do this. I'm not. Yeah. I'm not that person. And even, put it this way, like, if you, I don't know, you've probably seen a scenario where someone's a smoker and they're outside and someone offers them a fag and they turn around and say, no, I'm trying to quit.
Mm.
You know, so they refuse the cigarette.
Yeah.
And this was James Clear that actually said this, so I'm stating this. He said the best way to say it would be, I'm not a smoker, because you've basically just said, I am a smoker, but I'm trying to stop.
Yeah.
You know, instead of saying, no, I don't smoke.
Yeah.
You know, and
it's
telling
like
yourself
you're
you
reaffirming
don't
yourself.
Exactly.
It's like that positive affirmation.
And small things like that, and that's that shift in mindset.
Big time.
So, you know, obviously you are going to fall, and that needs to be considered in the program, but you have to keep reaffirming the fact that you're not that person anymore, that you are someone else. Like, you know, you are different.
And it does, and a lot of people won't do that. Like, they won't do self-talk, and like we chatted about it yesterday morning, like going about positive affirmations and reaffirming to yourself who you are, who you want to become. No,
because that slipped with us over Christmas.
Exactly, yeah, of course.
Routine went out the fucking window for us over Christmas, and I was lost.
Exactly, and when we all need routine, and we're not sitting here saying we're perfect, and that we have everything fucking in tune and we're flying. Of course not. We all get our days. We're all up and down. But again, you recognise them triggers that wee bit easier, and you can correct it straight away. Like, and you go, right, hold on a minute. Why am I not feeling the way I was feeling? Because I'm not doing the things that I was doing beforehand that helped me feeling better.
And I think that's why that I keep consistency, is because I'm happy being the way I am. And if you can make a habit something that you're happy with, it's going to be something that will last for a long time.
Exactly,
so if you like training, if you can actually enjoy training, how long is that? You're going to do it forever.
Yeah.
You know, if it's something that you're forcing yourself to do because you think it's going to get you somewhere very quickly, then it's not going to last.
And again,
eating, same with food and eating, you have to try and enjoy that. Not try, you have to enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, you need to enjoy it in order for it to be long lasting.
If it's a chore, then it's not going to be enjoyable.
No one wants to do that shit.
No. And that's I think that's why a lot of people fail in their resolutions before February even starts, is because they think that the fitness journey is something that has to be restrictive, that they can't actually enjoy themselves.
Of course.
When it comes to nutrition, I have to eat fucking broccoli and rice and chicken, and I can't actually go out for a drink and do this and do that.
Yeah.
And that's where a lot of people still fall in those traps, and they still fall back again at the end of January and end of February. It's all failed.
And even the training aspect, they have a kind of preconceived idea of what they need to be doing. They need to be hitting the gym 5 times, 4 times, 3 times a week, that they even need to be going to a fucking gym in order to reach their goals.
Yeah.
And the truth of the matter is, they don't.
No.
Obviously, as personal trainers, we're saying, you fucking do, you need to come and see me. Like,
well,
but
there's a whole physical and mental aspect of training.
Exercise
of
is amazing.
Course,
I'm
exercise,
not, but what I'm saying is, they feel like they need to, and if they don't do it, then they're out.
Yeah.
It's like it's all in or all out.
Exactly.
Like, females, I feel like they're definitely more
susceptible
to it. Like, I'll probably get criticized for that, but no, it is. It seems to be an all in or all out thing. Like, they're just fucking, if they're completely like cutting their calories, they like 1,000 calories a day, and you know, doing a lot of training twice a day, running, and all the rest of it. And then if obviously unsustainable, and they can't fucking keep, they wonder why then,
and they're burning out,
and they're wondering why then. Obviously, the binging happens, and all the rest of it, and they fall off the wagon, and their weight fluctuates, and their mind fluctuates with it,
and that can come down to even somebody sitting down and setting kind of proper goals. Like, you know, people say, I want to lose fucking 6 stone.
Yeah.
But right, okay, if we divide that 6 stone up over the year,
yeah,
you know what I mean? It's easier to attain, and it's more realistic for that person. Well, if I told you that at the end of the year you'll lose 6 stone, it's not going to happen in 2 months, it's not going to happen in 3 months. Let's be consistent. There's going to be months that you're going to lose, there's going to be months that you're going to stall, there's going to be months that you're going to go back up again. But let's see where you're at over the end of the year, the course of the year, and plan it out properly, and know and build in those wee hurdles that you're going to get, and know that it's okay.
Because they're going to happen.
Exactly.
I have a program. This isn't a plug, by the way. I have a program. It's 5 weeks. It's a 5-week female program, fat loss, basically. And I don't, by any stretch of the imagination, want them gears just to stay for 5 weeks. But it's a way of getting them in the door because everybody wants results fast.
Yeah.
So in my advertisement, it's basically, you know, drop a stone within fucking 5 weeks. And obviously, if you don't have a fucking stone to drop, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Potentially, it can happen
yeah.
if it's there to lose and blah, blah, blah. But I want them to sustain. I want them to do something yeah. more long term.
And that's, but you're teaching them that. The yeah. thing is there's a lot of products that people are selling that are promising that. And then that's it. There's no afterthought.
No, that's right.
Thing is you're keeping them on board and saying, look, this is how you can sustain that.
Exactly.
And this is how you can actually keep that result that you've had and improve. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of guys are out there fucking selling snake oil. You'll lose a stone in 4 weeks, buy it, and then they hear nothing else from them.
Aye.
Which is just totally wrong and stuff that I fucking hate about what this industry is about a lot of times.
I mean, it is about money, like, and that's what it comes down to. It's brass tacks, like, and it does sell and they're never going away. We spoke about this before, like Herbalife and all the other products. I'm not Dyson Herbalife could be decent, I don't know, but other products out there that are saying, you know, you're going to do this and they're going to do that within the time, and they really, it's a starvation principle, or it's fucking shakes, and it's not sustainable, and there's no concept of what's going to happen after you stop the product or after you stop their program. But that's the problem, is people buy in the 5 week, 6 week plans, and sometimes we have to almost sell that in order to get people to understand what's going on.
At the end of the day, we all want to bring people on to be able to get them fitter, healthier,
help them
lose weight. Of course, you want them to get the goal that they're after. And at the end of the day, whether it's a 30-day plan or whatever, the goal isn't to be that way in 30 days. It's to teach them the tools that they need to know to get where that is that they want to get.
Yeah.
And you're doing that through proper education in terms of training and nutrition and everything else.
Yeah.
But as I say, there's a lot of guys out there that just don't do that and are selling supplements, fat burners and shit they get, that are promising an end goal in 4 weeks. And then people do it and wonder why they end up rebounding twice as hard.
And this is what happens when people do set goals for New Year. Then they're thinking, in 4 weeks, I can possibly do this, and this, because I've seen it and done in advertising. I've seen it in marketing and Facebook that I can do this. And it's not realistic that way.
Yeah.
Obviously, you can lose 6 stone if you have 6 stone to lose. But it's going to take a lot of time and it's going to take a lot of fucking hard work, you know, and a lot of changes, massive changes, but not massive changes. By the end of it, it's massive changes, but every day, small changes. And again, I'm fucking quoting from James Clear again, even about the airplanes taking off. I think it was in JFK, said one's going somewhere in America and the other one's slightly 3 degrees different. And after so many hours of flying, they end up in two completely different destinations. Yeah. And it starts off with just a small change, like literally 3 degrees. Do you know what I mean? From the point of the plane. So that's what it's all about. It's about small changes every day, and trying to kind of improve on your bad habits, or your habits that you have now, and make them more positive and more productive habits.
It was a good quote that I listened to Luke Lehman saying when we were down at the ISI symposium last year, and it was simple enough. It was like, the more restrictive you make it, the less adherence you're going to get. And that's where a lot of people just fall. They restrict themselves far too much. They don't allow themselves to do this, do that, especially when it comes to nutrition, training, and even rest and recovery. It's just kind of balls to the wall attitude for as long as they possibly can until they fall flat.
Yeah.
And then rebound. And it's not that way. Like, anything is never plain sailing. You're never going to reach that goal and say 46 weeks, wherever it is that you're looking to get. Basically, it's the same in business. It's the same as anybody. It's a period of time to get wherever it is that you want to get. Nothing happens overnight.
But you can see the dangers of actually starting off like sprinting at the gym. Like, you haven't been doing anything over Christmas. You probably haven't been doing anything for even months leading up to Christmas. And then suddenly you're doing these mad sets, huge volume, just your body's not used to it. There's injuries going to happen. There's worse that could probably happen with rhabdo and things like that you need to be careful of. And I've heard it happen, by the way. And actually, I'm thinking back to one case that was on Facebook, and it happened in January to the guy. He basically ended CrossFit? Up with... No, it wasn't CrossFit. No,
no, but that's where I've actually... When rhabdo, the CrossFit 4 years ago, that's where I actually learned about it.
The, what they call, rhabdo was a clown or something. But it's a clown, and they called it CrossFit syndrome for a while, but it can happen anywhere. It can happen in any gym. It's just the fact that the intensity of CrossFit's that much that, you know, it might be more frequently happen. But Ironman competitions would be frequent happen too. But it's dangerous, and people need to be aware that that shit can happen, and it is possible that it can happen. So basically what we're saying is gently, fucking just...
And that comes down to wherever it is that you join, whatever gym that you join or whatever PT,
Yeah.
Like, I put up a post the other day, how much is too much, on my Facebook, and it was the same thing.
Same
you know,
idea.
If you're running around, you're dragging your feet, you've no sex drive, you've no energy, all to attain a body that you think you need. Is that healthy? Like, no, you're constantly battering yourself against the wall to try and get into this type of shape. No, what about rest and recovery? What are you doing in terms of nutrition? Are you getting the right amount of calories in? Are you getting food quality in? Are you getting rest, sleep? What is all that like? At the end of the day, any program should be to make you better.
Yeah.
They make you more mobile. They make you more healthier. They
it's
give
all
you
about happiness
a better,
too, isn't it?
Like, they give you a better state of living.
Yeah.
And if you're fucking dragging your feet around with hardly any calories and you're hitting your head against the wall and feeling like shit, then something's not right.
I think for me, like, getting into the whole ab thing, and I know we're going away from New Year's resolutions here, but getting into the whole getting ripped and doing shows was more about respect. Like, thinking that, fuck, that guy there with his top off, it gets respect from everyone because everyone's looking at him, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And that's what I wanted. I wanted to be heard. I wanted a voice. Right. I wanted no longer
and that,
to be, oh,
that's
Noel
fine
Smith,
itself.
The bodybuilder or whatever. And,
exactly, that's fine. I'm not knocking that for sure, but what I'm trying to get at is the ordinary person, general population, who want to feel better are getting driven into that type of thing, feeling that this is what they need to do in order to feel better and lose weight, when it's just not.
Of course. But by the end of it, by the way, I would say that I felt like shit whenever I got to that stage, and I fucking didn't care about anyone looking at me.
Exactly.
That didn't even cross my mind. So the way I started off in that plan, I ended up in a whole completely different place than I thought I was going to be in.
Yeah.
You know, and
the thing is you know, it's like any guy out there, any trainer, they learn from experience, and you're able to pass it on to people that you're working
with.
And at the end of the day, if somebody does have that aspiration, step on stage, brilliant, go for it.
Aye.
But know that this is what's going to happen.
No,
this is how you're going to feel.
Aye.
But for the ordinary person who wants to lose weight, use Sandra again.
Aye, Sandra.
We'll use Sandra. Sandra wants to lose a bit of weight. She just doesn't need to do those things.
No, not at all, man.
Yeah. Like, as you can see, what we're talking about with a lot of people and their resolutions is, a lot of times it's just too extreme for people. It's not the right goal for them. They're maybe setting goals that just aren't reachable for them. So I think even for tips from us, for you, if you have got a goal this year, then look at it from a long-term project. No, a long-term project. Don't be looking at it in the short term. Don't be thinking that you're going to achieve the body that you want in, say, 4 weeks or 6 weeks. It's not going to happen. So set yourself realistic goals. Make sure that you do be consistent with whether you're motivated or not, and just keep chipping away.
Yeah.
So that's simple. Like, it sounds simple. It's not for a lot of people.
No.
But
there's no such thing as an overnight success.
No, there's no secret recipe.
No, and everyone's fucking... Again, I'm really fucking promoting James Clear here, but he's saying about tectonic plates. They're constantly rubbing against each other and causing friction for years, thousands of years, thousands of years, and then suddenly there's an earthquake.
Yeah.
And people think that it's just an earthquake that happens on that. But that's fucking thousands of years of build-up.
Yeah.
And that's the same with this. It just takes so much work to get somewhere. But, you know, obviously an end goal like is going to be something that you really deem that high and think of it's a necessity, as Seamus said earlier. Then it'll be worth it, like, it really will be, and
for
stick with it, just really fucking stick with it.
Yeah.
What about New Year's resolutions for you?
I've set my own New Year's resolutions, for sure. Personal ones and then business ones between my own business and even ourselves with
Elevate,
which we went over.
Mm-hmm.
And even for ourselves, like, looking at Elevate and how it's grown over the last, 5-6 months?
Yeah.
Already, and the guys that have come on board and seeing the results that they're getting has been fantastic, so...
It's a nice buzz.
Ah, brilliant. Like, even yesterday when we were travelling back from the Downings chatting to Andy, and we made a couple of phone calls to the guys on the way up and asking them how they're feeling leading into January, what changes they've made. And one of the guys said, this is, the changes have been massive. No, I'm not making pennies anymore, I'm making pounds. Heading into January now, feeling confident, feeling that they've got good systems in place, that they're able to kind of manage their business better. And not only that, that they're getting rewarded for it.
Yeah.
Because... You know, as we know, any personal trainer out there, I'll know as well too, that it is a hard game. It's a lonely game. And sometimes it can be very dissatisfying. You might 100%. See all the stuff that you put in Facebook and stuff like that. But it's hard work. It's not just that hour you put on a person on the gym floor. It's you're going back and you're researching nutrition and training methods and how can you get that person the best result. And not only that, you're an agonist a lot of the time to people too. So you take on a lot of that stress. And that's just as a PT. As a gym owner, that's multiplied again. Because then you have to pay bills, you have to pay trainers, you have to do this. So,
a lot more overheads.
Yeah, less than the them guys yesterday, giving us that feedback. and how their business has changed from the things that we've done with them has been fantastic, and for ourselves moving forward, and for me especially as well too, is trying to maximise that now and actually get out to other people, other PTs, and seeing what difference we can make with them as this year.
Yeah, sure. Cool.
Like Pierce, I just wanted to bring up with Pierce as well too. From Pierce, when we started with Pierce, what, 4 months ago? 4 or 5 months ago, was it?
I think it is now, yeah. About that, 4 months, yeah.
And any personal trainer that's listening will know he was at that stage where he was doing mad hours, 75 hours a week, burnt out, just completely burnt out. And he asked for our help, and we gave him, we got him on board, and we started putting better systems in place for him. We started to help him understand how he could actually change his business around and do that.
Yeah.
He got more free time. He was getting more income as a return of that as well too. And now he's opened up his own gym, which is Razor Bar.
That's right, in Belfast.
Yeah, in Belfast.
And he's doing really well.
He's flying.
He really is. Like.
He's opening up now in the official opening date on the 10th of January in Belfast. Yeah. If you don't know him, check him out on Facebook.
100%.
Pierce McNearney, Razor Bar.
Yeah. I think for me, my personal goals, like there's no real fitness ones. I know I've said that I'm going to do that for half marathons and things. And I've already kind of mini fitness goals, but I've set personal goals. A few things that kind of annoyed me, and I thought, right, I'll try and fix them now in 2019. One is fucking trying to remember people's names, because it actually really bothers me. Like, there's nothing more sweet sounding than your own name, and when someone can't get that, it's fucking, I don't know, it just devalues. It's almost devaluing the person. That fucking annoys me when I can't get it right.
Big time.
So that,
I remember being in the boot camps years ago, and there was like 50, 60 people. Now, it's understandable not remembering names. Sean Heaney, bum, knew everybody's name.
And that just takes a bit of fucking time to do that. But I've actually been boring enough to research how people can remember people's names. And some people write them down. Some people have characteristics that they remember about the name. And if they can't get it straight away, they ask them again, how would you pronounce that? How would you spell that?
Yeah.
Like, certain things, so I'm going to try and do that in the year.
Yeah, and it does matter. Like, especially massively. Like, you know yourself, even especially from a coaching standpoint, and how a person feels when their name's even mentioned during a session. Yeah. Like, it matters to a lot of people, 100%. For sure. Like.
And then just trying to be more present, especially around family and stuff. Like, you know, I do obsess about the whole fitness world and business and everything else. And sometimes when you're sitting with your family and someone's talking to you, or you're chatting with Wayne's even, and you're constantly something else going on in the background in your head, the cogs are turning, you're thinking about something else. So I'm trying to get that out of my fucking mind. Yeah.
And that's
a break
hard.
From it. It's tough, man, but it's something that I'm going to be working on.
Work-life balance, isn't it? And how I'm the same as well too. How do you actually achieve it? Like, and I think even for me, that trip in Australia was massive because every time I've went away before, on holidays, no matter where I go, I never ever switch off.
No.
I'm always kind of on the ball and wondering and worrying, but my business is at a stage this year where it allowed me to go away and just actually switch off and really, really enjoy it and do that, be present.
It's tough, like, but that's another thing. And then just, I want to read books, more books on things outside the fitness industry and mindset, just casual reading. Yeah. You know, I've never done that. I've never had like a murder mystery or fucking something like that. You know what I mean? But I want to do more of that. Just get away from the whole industry completely. I don't set up my own murder mystery. That's a business thing. See, the columns are fucking turning. See, I can't switch.
You can't just be actually reading a book. That's a business.
Anyway, so that was my own goals for 2019.
You know. Fitness goals. I don't know. Can I get any fitter?
You could probably join Power to Change, man.
Not fitter. Fitness goals for me, it's just about, again, like, I don't really, when it comes to fitness and training, I don't have any real specific goals. I think it's just being consistent, feeling good, staying injury free, and just getting into a good habit of training. I suppose one fitness goal, again, I suppose it would come back to doing the Camino in May.
Brilliant.
It's going to be, that'll be a 500 mile walk. Jeez. Which is going to be over the space of, I think it's 45 weeks that it takes.
I would walk 500 miles.
And again, I'm not trying to do it inside a week or two weeks, so being realistic, set me goals properly.
No, I'd, but probably again, run it just in a day or two.
Well, that's it, that, but you're an animal. Like.
Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Same mentality.
So that's a big thing. I've been kind of researching that. and talking to a lot of people that have done the full trek. And from what I hear, it's not kind of as easy as you think.
No,
from people saying that it's just a walk. Fitness level's high, but people are getting a lot of blusters in their feet. And
hell,
I think I think people do a 15 mile a day. 15 mile a day for 5 weeks is a lot of fucking walking.
A lot of walking.
I think you do that with your people, obviously, with your backpack and stuff that you need as well too. So maybe 5 to 10 kgs and that. Like, but no, I'm really looking forward to it. We're doing it for a good cause to raise money for Parkinson's. And
if Thomasine was doing that, man, I'd have like fucking 3 suitcases, man, at 20, 20 kilos in each hand and a fucking 20 kilos in my back.
Fuck, I know. I'd be the same, Emma. She would just like tracking everything along.
It would be a test, hey.
But no,
it's brilliant. It's a brilliant cause too, man, and it'll be a real kind of, it's part of it's a real mind opening thing.
That's what I hear. There's a lot of people that I know have done it, and they said they've got like a real kind of spiritual feeling from it. And not only that, I suppose I'm going to do it my own. Spending 45 weeks on my own was something I've never done in my life.
No, your own company.
Exactly.
Brilliant.
So going to do that, I'm going to get a lot from it. I know it's not going to be as easy as maybe I've kind of perceived.
Yeah.
But I'm going to start actually putting the miles I'm walking now over the next few months just to get me, if anything, get my fucking feet kind of accustomed to it.
Yeah.
So that I'm not getting killed with blisters when I actually go and do it. But no, I'm really looking forward to it.
Good. Well, guys, that kind of wraps up this one for New Year's resolutions. I think we have who coming on soon?
We have a few guests lined up. It's just trying to get times connected and getting days that we can get it sorted with them on, but hopefully coming soon. I was actually speaking to Ben Coomber earlier, so we're trying to get Ben Coomber lined up, get a day of time that suits him. We've got a few other guys lined up as well too. I want to get down, as I was saying, we're speaking to Owen and a few other people who'll come on to the podcast and share a lot of wisdom and a lot of knowledge of their experiences within the fitness industry to help everybody that listens, basically.
Yeah. Brilliant, guys. Thanks for tuning in to listen to this. And as I say, we'll be back soon enough. And good luck with the New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, and again, guys, if you like the podcast, please share it on your social media or share it on with friends or whatever. And just try and help us promote the podcast as well too. Cool. Cheers, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Elevate.